The following program is Music Time in Africa for broadcast on Sunday, September 9th, 1979, at 18 hours 30 GMT. It's Music Time in Africa. Well, hello, friends. This is Rita Rochelle, welcoming you back to Music Time in Africa. Every Sunday at this time, I play recordings of traditional and popular music, selected for us by our music man, Leo Sarkisian. Today, it's going to be the music of the African Soul Orchestra that's going to get our show underway with a tune titled Diwan Tessa. Tena linga kayo mingi Na matina pazinga isango na linga kayo mingi Na lembi na kolemba Somo eko sala kangai Soki na bazima sokoloba Wanteza mama Zala solo na makanisi Kosala kozala pena bilobela te Mwana babota yo zalande na maloba Ngana zali ya wana zali mobali ya moningana yo Zuwani yo Okeli susu kotambu isanga isango Nalinga kapongo te Katanga lingala lobelanga na soba neko nanga bayoka Zuwani ya zonge langa mobali na ye Teza, ya solo passe sera kangai mama Mama Niwateza mwana ya motema Wazeli singa imingi mama Niwateza nyoso wana Niwateza mwana ya majote Nasili kinayo mingi mama Niwateza nazonge nizuwani Ha mama Diwan Tessa by the African Soul Orchestra. I played that number for Annie Akam and Indoma Insor of Ekom, also for our friends Augusta Iwelu, Margaret Kadiri, Riri Gwabadia, and Charles Okolo, all of Benin City, Nigeria. Thank you so much for your nice letters, friends. We really do appreciate all your comments about our show, and we're glad to know that all our fans enjoy both the traditional and the pop music. On last week's program, I mentioned that our music man, Leo Sarkisian, would be joining me in the studio today. Leo's here, and I see that he's brought a few guests with him. Welcome to the studios of the VOA, gentlemen.
Thank you, Rita. This week, we do have a surprise. We have a great musician, composer, and well-known throughout the continent of Africa. And he's here on a visit to the United States. His name is Mr. Bashir Abbas, and he's from Khartoum.
Welcome to the show, Bashir. It's really nice to have you. And a little bit later on, we're going to get into more of the music. You have a beautiful oud with you, and we'll give you a chance to explain the music, the cultural heritage, and a little bit about yourself and your country. You've also brought a friend with you. It's Mr. Aziz Batran, who is an associate professor of history here at Howard University. And throughout the program, he will be interpreting some of the answers that you'll be giving to us. Welcome to the show to you also, Aziz. It's good to have you.
Thank you very much.
One of the things that we would like for you to do right now is to give us a small example of a song called Mashena. Right now, Mashena is one of the most popular songs throughout Africa. You've been on tour through Bombay, India, Switzerland, Paris, now a stop here in the United States, and then after this tour is over, off to the United Arab Republic. But we'd like for you to share with us some of that nice music. It's called Mashena. It's beautiful. I love the music. One of the reasons that we enjoy doing this kind of show is that it brings different cultures together. On Music Time in Africa, one of our main purposes is to introduce the different cultural and musical traditions throughout Africa. We often get letters from East Africa asking for the music of North or South Africa and vice versa. So we have a cultural exchange going on here at the Voice of America that we're very proud of. So we welcome you to our show. It's a wonderful addition to have you here, and we so appreciate your taking the time out to join us. Our first question is, in talking about Sudanese musical culture and musical traditions, how would you best describe Sudanese music? Mr. Aziz Batran will be interpreting the English for us for Mr. Bashir Abbas.
I think one would say that Sudan can best be described as a microcosm or a melting pot of different ethnic groups with their different languages and different cultural heritage. And Sudanese music, therefore, reflects this rich diversity.
And looking at the music itself, what changes have been brought about with the contact of Western culture?
Bashir is playing for us music from the northern half of the Sudan. And this music originally was a choral group singing, accompanied by triangle and tambourine. And later on, in the 1920s, the lute or the oud, which Bashir is playing for us, was introduced. And this was the beginning of what is called the five-note scale, which is known to the pianists as the pentatonic note. And of course, with the spread of the radio in the Sudan, with the coming of television, with the establishment of the Music Institute in Omdurman in Sudan, more modern instruments were introduced. These include the bass guitar, the electric guitar, brass instruments, and so on and so forth.
I'd like to ask Bashir Abbas if he could just give us an example of what Dr. Aziz just mentioned, the pentatonic scale, that five-note scale. Can you, Bashir, play us those five notes?
Sure.
And my question right now is, why is the five-note scale important in Sudanese music?
In answer to your question, Ms. Rita, Bashir says that the five-note scale is authentically Sudanese, and the Sudanese ear got accustomed to it, loves it, feels joyful when it hears it, feels elated by it. And it is a characteristic of the Sudanese music that spread, perhaps, across Africa, from the Senegal in the west to Ethiopia and Somalia, including the East African coast. We find the same kind of notes in the Swahili music, which is called Tarabu.
Can you give us now some of the other influences that have affected Sudanese music? The African influence, the Egyptian influence, or the Western classical and jazz influence?
Well, Sudanese music, of course, improved through time. And it borrowed music from other nations. Indeed, it borrowed music from inner Africa, borrowed music from North Africa. And this is what I called the diversity of the Sudan. And that's why the Sudanese beat, the Sudanese tone, is a mixture of all these musics coming from the different parts of the continent, as well as from the Middle East.
We've been very lucky to hear the excerpt from Mashena, which is very popular right now throughout Africa. Can you tell us a little bit more about the rest of his music? What other songs has he written?
Bashir had written 28 music pieces, and he also composed 63 songs. And when he plays for us, he will give us some examples of his composition.
Why don't we do that right now? Bashir Abbas will be more than happy to listen to you on the oud as you play for us. Beautiful. Now you can do us a favor if you'll just give us a slight description of what you just played.
Dia asf munfarid aw yani la'b al-ala fi shakl yani hayat waqtiya mush haya muntazima min badri yani. Can you translate?
The piece which Bashir just played for us is one of his 23 pieces that I talked about earlier. And lyrics are not put to this music. So it is a piece of music as such.
Okay. We can't let you leave the studio without letting us know who your favorite American artists are. So if you have somebody that you like that's part of our American culture, we want you to share that with us and with the rest of Africa. So if you have favorites, we'd like to know who they are. Do you have any favorites, Bashir Abbas?
Yes, surely. Ray Charles and James Brown and Diana Rose.
Very good. I'm sure they'd be pleased
and,
to know.
All the others, I think, yani.
I'd like to know what particular type of music in the United States do you really like right now?
Disco music, I think.
Blues.
And some of classical music. But I love very much disco music.
That seems to be pretty popular the world over. Do you do much disco dancing in the Sudan?
Yes.
Aziz?
Well, Bashir has got some pieces which can be described as disco music. Bashir also has composed a new piece of music, and it can also be described as rock music, and you can rock on it.
What's the name of it? I was rocking on that one for your information.
You can rock on this one too.
What we'd like for you to do now is to give us another rendition of a song, but we have a little treat in this one in that you will be whistling for us also, so we'll get a double treat. Needless to say, your presence here has certainly enriched our lives a great deal, musically and culturally, and we hope that in the near future, on your swing around the world, when you're in this part of the country, that you'll stop in again at the Voice of America so that we can share your music with the rest of the world. Thank you very much, Bashir Abbas, eminent musician from the Republic of the Sudan, and also thank you to Professor Aziz Batran from Howard University. And now, Mr. Music Man, first let me thank you again for bringing today's guest. And next, tell us what's coming up for music.
Right after introducing Bashir Abbas, Rita, you asked him to play a little of the music from his hit recording, Mashena. Well, I have the original album here. And the song Machina is by a full orchestra, accompanying a female choral group. So let's play it, okay? It'll give our listeners a good idea of what a Sudanese orchestra sounds like.
The music of Sudanese composer Bashir Abbas. Enjoyed that music very much, Leo. You know, the last time you were here with me, you did the honors of saying thank you for the letters that we've been receiving. Well, Leo, here you are again.
That's right, here I am. And I think I'll just start here from the top of this bunch of letters, and I'll take the first one. Hello and thank you to Festus Oz of Udi, Nigeria, Jay Weya, J. Martin Sumo, Abraham Ware, Daniel Ojukere, Abraham Massakoy, Patrick Sumo, Joe Jalla, Vonnie Kennedy, Henry Coleman, Alex Jilla, John Mensa, and Tugba Brople, all in Liberia. Gosh, we are those people in Monrovia. We have some very good fans there. And we have many more names and letters. But I guess you'll have to acknowledge some of those next week.
Thank you all again for writing to Leo and me, and do keep writing. We love hearing from you. We have just enough time for one more pop number. So let's go to Ouagadougou for music by Wedra Ogo. It's called Chéri Coco. And that music from Upper Volta winds up our Music Time in Africa show for today. Hope you enjoyed the recordings. I'll have more for you next week at this same time. So join me then, won't you? In the meantime, if you want to drop us a line, our address is Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. And just in case you missed part of the address the first time, it's Music Time in Africa, Voice of America, Washington, D.C., 20547, USA. Once again, I'm inviting you to stay tuned in to these same frequencies and meter bands because we'll have the latest news for you as the African service continues. This is Rita Rochelle wishing you all the best for the coming week.